Okay, I'm going to come out here today. Does anybody have a praise, or you want to tell us what you're thankful for, or what the Lord's speaking to you today?
I just want to thank the Lord for being in my life today, and that how he's carried my life in his hands. But of course, we have to allow him to do that too. We can't stand back and hold back. We have to give, and we have to give it unto him, and all the glory belongs to him. But I thank the Lord for my life. I thank him for everything, for food, for rent, for everything, shelter, everything. I look around me and I say, Lord, there are people out here who are worse off and who don't have a place to lay their head. There are people out here who don't have food to eat. There are people out here who doesn't have anyone to go and even talk to. And they're looking for someone just to come to and talk to. So I praise God for everything that's happening to my life right now. I thank him for the past because it taught me to get here. It pushed me here to where I am now. So I don't regret anything that's happened in my life. I don't care how bad it seemed or whatever. It was a push towards where I am now. And it's what I stand on right now, the things that God has brought me through to let me know that he can bring me farther and farther and farther into him. And the more I go into him, the less of Goldie, because it becomes more of God and less of me. And I praise God for that.
Amen. Anybody else? Cynthia, you got something you want to say?
Yes.
I seen you trying to hide over there.
Well, I'm just thankful for just knowing God and for understanding that my relationship with him is just the greatest thing. I praise God for how he chooses to use me as I allow myself to just be. I thank him for just letting me see that, you know, I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is just be and present myself before him and let him use me in whatever way that he wants to use me. I thank God for this year is my 26th year of teaching. And that's a blessing in itself. But God did a miracle for me this year in me, I'll say. When I first started teaching 26 years ago, I was a young teacher, but I felt like I needed to be so much in with everybody else that it was hard for me, like when I would go and into the teacher's lounge and, you know, and hear a lot of times you don't hear a lot of positive things in there. And as much as I would say, I'm not going to be involved in that, I'm just going to go in and just be with everybody else and eat my food or whatever, you know, after a while I'd get caught up in all of that. And I'd feel real bad later. I'd feel the conviction, and I would say, okay, well, the next time I'm going to go in there and I'm going to be the light for the Lord, and I'm just going to, you know, come back. And after a while, I just felt like I needed to stop going in there. And during that time, I would stay in my classroom. I would eat my lunch in there. I would read. I would kind of meditate and do some things, you know, like that. And as I began to get stronger in him, I felt like he started taking me back into that. And I started going back, and you know, I needed him, though. I recognized that. And he would start dealing with me, and I would just start, you know, just every time I'd hear something negative, I'd say something positive, you know, and just try to do that. Well, this year, I felt like God was telling me that I needed to start a prayer group at work. And because I was telling Goldie that, she's like, girl, if she's telling you to do that, you better do it. Because I'm like, well, I don't know if I want it. Because I was, you know, just a little fearful. But this was a new building for me and new administration and everything. So I went in and I was talking, you know, initially the meeting was centered around me and my goals as a teacher for this year. I was talking to my administrator. And before I left, I just, you know, just asked her, you know, is there a prayer group here? And she said, no, there isn't. She said, would you like to start one? And so that was just the door I needed. And I did. And so we meet for prayer once a week, every Monday in my room. And, you know, and even though I was thinking, oh, you know, I wonder if anybody's going to show up. But, you know, I sent out an email to all the staff, and we meet every single Monday. We have a wonderful time. We give praise reports. We, you know, we share and we just pray for, you know, just extend it even beyond the school and the students. And we know we need a lot of prayer in our schools and our families and parents and all of that. But even beyond that, you know, people bring petitions and we just pray, kind of like intercessors. And I just thank God for that. That is a miracle, because when I look back at where I was, you know, going in there, not trying to get caught up in all of that, but getting caught up in it, and how God just dealt with me through that thing. And now, 26 years later, I'm leading, you know, a prayer, you know, session and leading people into the presence of the Lord. So that's my message, my thanks.
You know, isn't it wonderful how God can change the atmosphere? I mean, even, you know, because from going from an atmosphere of people griping and complaining and stuff, all of a sudden they're getting together and they're worshiping and they're sharing testimonies. It's beautiful. It only takes one person sometimes, just one person. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? How about you, Corby?
I don't know where to start. I probably won't shut up.
That's all right.
I'm thankful for everything. My relationship with the Lord, but that's number one. Every day it's number one. Before, when I wake up and when I go to bed. Days are struggles and they're tough. And I have to keep reminding myself I'm going back into bed, starting over. No, I'm kidding. It's been not just this year, but the past few years have been nothing short of just an everyday miracle. Not just in my granddaughter and my other grandchildren and my husband, who of 40 years has been a thorn in my side. I'm sorry. That sounds terrible. But he's shaping up a little bit too, and that's only the Lord. That's my biggest thank you. And Clyde, don't repeat this to him. But he's a thorn in my side.
He ain't allowed to listen to the internet.
He's
keep him off the internet.
Nothing. And he's helping my mom today hook up an antenna. But everything, just the number one thing that I'm thankful for, no matter what else, is the Lord. Amen. In my life. I've been a Christian since I was 17. I'm 61. So it's been a long journey. I wouldn't change any of it. Even though some of it was rough, I'm thankful for every single day, every single breath. And I just pray wholeheartedly that everyone can feel that. Just breathing. Just thanking for breath.
Amen.
And I'll shut up.
Charlie, can I take a little
chorus? Sure.
If I can get on pitch. Something that Goldie said about the thing, honestly, the Lord said to rejoice when the things we go through. I don't think we realize, but it's in the scripture. Those have eternal weight of glory. And they're not just to break us down; it's to build us up. And we look at it sometimes just the opposite. So it's nothing we go through is really bad. It's really good. Show me your way. I want to walk with you. Show me your way. I want to talk with you. The cry of my heart is to love you more, to feel the touch of your hands stronger each day. Lord, show me the way. That's what I've been praying as I read the word, that I'll understand it, what he's trying to say to me, because it's such a personal thing. It is so personal. That's, where are you?
Geraldine, you want to say something? Yeah.
I want to thank the Lord. In 1948, I was riding my bicycle down through Alamos, and Brother Eddie drove up from Asbury College. And we made good friends, and Brother Eddie, just thank him for all the things that he has done and all the fellowship that we've had together up until now.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise God. Andy, you want to say something?
You know, I'm amazed at listening to everyone. And, you know, I've got such blessings in my life that, you know, obviously I can't name them all. I just know that to be in the countenance of the Lord is blessing enough. And, you know, we've had a lot of things happen this year that have been, some have been really depressing, okay? Some have been just so joyful. And we all, I know we all have things in our lives that affect us one way or another, emotionally, you know? And, you know, I've got a family that that has struggles. They have tremendous struggles, you know? I've got a couple of sons that are struggling, you know? But I praise God every day for them, you know? I thank God that I got these two young men that, you know, I feel like that God is finally reaching through to them and revealing himself to them.
Praise the Lord, that's good.
You know, I got a son in this thing called the Harvest House. And, you know, he's got right about 24 days sober. And that's like, you know, 24 days considering what we've been through in the last 10 years, okay, is it's an amazing thing, you know. I mean, I'm absolutely overjoyed by it. I thank God every day that the last conversation I had with him, you know, this Harvest House thing is, you know, it's having an amazing effect on him being around men who are disciple builders. And, you know, he was preaching to me on the phone just Thursday. He was preaching to me. I was on the phone kind of like, you know, mesmerized by some of the things he was saying. And so I thank God that he is finally, through the Holy Spirit, revealing himself to him and bringing him to a new enlightenment, a new place within the kingdom. And my other son, you know, he's still struggling a bit, but I know he knows the truth. And so something new, he's been, for the last like 4 weekends, he's been coming over and working with me on the house, which is really unusual because he hasn't showed up in years. Oh, Dad, I'm coming over. You know, I'm going to help you, you know. Well, the last 4 weekends in a row, you know, he showed up, and I'm like, man, this is pretty wild, you know. I don't know what's going on there, but, you know. But one of the things that he said to me was, you know, Dad, I just don't understand it. Here I am 28 years old, and nobody calls me. I don't have any, you know, what I can call real good friends. And I said, son, I don't know what that's about. I said, I can only tell you that, you know, by the time I was 25, 28, 20, whatever that age was, the friends that we, people that we thought were friends, you know, for whatever rhyme or reason that we had, that we knew during high school and everything, they all fall off somewhere. I don't know where, they're still there, okay? And when you talk to them, they'll still feel like that you haven't really missed a beat with them, okay? I don't know what that's about, but somehow or another, they just don't call you anymore. And then sometimes that can be a real blessing in disguise. So I got to sit and kind of let him know that, hey, man, I've been there. I've done, I know that feeling. It's a feeling of kind of emptiness in a sense, you know? And I said, you know, but I'm glad you're calling me and I'm glad you're coming over, you know? I'm trying to be that encouragement for him, you know? And you know, I thank God every day that my daughters are in the situation they're in, that they're finally, you know, getting to a point to where it feels like you don't have to, I don't know what it is, maybe it's my relationship with the Lord, but, man, I'm not worrying about my kids as much anymore, you know? I feel like I've finally come to the spot where I can hand them off, you know?
That's good.
And I thank God for that. Amen. You know, so I am giving thanks. Amen. For the family. You know, obviously I'm thankful for my job, but I'm extremely thankful for my church family. I really just want to thank God for that. And, you know, I've learned a tremendous amount from everyone here. And that's what I'm thankful for. Okay? Amen, brother.
Well, we're thankful for you, and we love you a lot. Praise God. God bless you, buddy. Love you. You want to say something?
Thanks, Oscar. I'm thankful for Wings. I kind of thought about it. I've been coming here for 4 years, and I was a very lost person when I came here. And you still have your struggles, and I can relate to a lot of what Randy's son's going through. I'm around that age, and it's you deal with a lot of like isolation and loneliness, and it when you have friends, you have people you can reach out to, but life happens. They have family, you know, and this has been it's been kind of hard for me these last couple months. This year, I work full time, I go to school full time, very busy, and just I'm thankful that I've always had Wings these last 4 years, just kind of a family in itself, just people I can look to and keep up with. So that's what I'm thankful for.
That's great. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're a blessing to us too. God bless you. Want to say something, Bob?
Not really.
Okay. All right.
I have a hard time.
Oh, that's all right. How about you, brother? You want to say something?
Sure.
So, just thankful for my family. Recently, my dad has been going through a lot of health struggles. So that's been on my mind a lot. And I'm very thankful for my brother being with him. And that gives me peace of mind. He stays in the house with him, so he's able to take care of his needs, you know, whatever it might be. The nearest hospital, which is a decent hospital, is like 4 hours away. So, you know, it's just trying to get there. Dad made many trips, and he's always there. He has sacrificed a lot. I'm just very thankful for him, for, you know, and his family, of course, you know, the sacrifices he has made also impacts his family and his family life. So I just thank God for his family as well, just for taking care of my dad. And
God bless you. You're a great blessing to us too. We appreciate you. God bless you. You want to say something, Clyde?
You know, I'm thankful for God honoring his word. You know, he's back here telling me, you know, the day you sought me with your whole heart, what happened that day? Well, the fulfillment of the words, what happened? I found him. And I got a word for everyone in here today. And that word is, because of Jesus' obedience, we had a Savior that death did not stop him from loving us. As a matter of fact, that was his Father's plan for him and for us. So today, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. You want to say something, Ronnie? You want to say something, sis? All
right. First of all, I want to apologize. My kids, that was them on the phone. I can't go anywhere until they're calling me. Mom, where's the salt? Mom, where's this? Mom, where's that? So I want to apologize for them for calling me at this time. I should have had my phone off. But I'm new here. How long have I been here?
A few months.
Couple months, yeah.
Few months. And I went to another church for 20 years. And I didn't, I know the basics, but I never heard the word like I did when I came here. with my friend Debbie. And the love that I felt in the church, something about it. I wasn't here, 2 or 3 weeks, and I lost my grandson. And I know the man that spoke before about his children and where his son was. And that's great. My grandson didn't have a place like that. He didn't go to a place like that. And he died from an overdose. But he took his life. But when I came here that Sunday, I couldn't believe the people that knew about it came to me. They were so good to me. They were nice. And they told me about Jesus and the love he had, even for my grandson. And I just want to thank everybody for that. And I want to say thank you to Jim, because he was so comfort to me. He helped me get through it with words, and I appreciate that. And also to you, sir. And I hope to see you again next Sunday. And this time, I'll turn my phone off.
Would you like to say something?
Sure. I'm just thankful I can get out of bed every day.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit, because he's been with me this last couple of weeks.
Yes.
Every morning I wake up thanking you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this day. And I'm thankful for my family, because they have supported me. They've been there with me. God's been so good to me.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Something you want to say, Debbie?
It's really hard to follow this after these crybabies here, because I'm a weeper. And I apologize for in advance, because I never know what's going to come out of my mouth. Well, I'll try to contain a little bit. The Lord's dealing with me about thankfulness all the time, and giving him thanks and rejoicing in situations. And I bet I say, oh, crap, well, crap, more times on a daily basis than anyone in here. And it's like he's dealing with me, and when situations arise, and it's usually when I don't have patience with myself, that something as dumb has happened, or I should have known better doing that, then I get down on myself. And instead of saying those words, and crap's a nice Sunday word that I'm using now, I'm sure everyone understands that, he's telling me to laugh. That when something goes wrong, I just want you to laugh about it. I'm thinking, well, Lord, it's not really funny. I just want you to turn that attitude into rejoicing. I just want you to laugh. There's no one around the house but me and the dog and the cat, and they think I'm crazy. But that's okay. But I'm starting to turn those attitudes, those things that come against our mind, into a joyous laughter, and things don't bother you as much as they used to. You know, and the scripture comes to mind, pray without ceasing. Well, how possible is that? But when your attitude of thankfulness and rejoicing comes up, you are praying without ceasing. And so he's teaching me to be joyful and laugh at these things, even though it seems silly to your flesh. All of a sudden you start doing that, and it's like, what was I complaining about? What did I just do? And on a little different note, I should have said this. I'm not the most obedient in here, but when we have prayer requests, I look out and see a lot of empty chairs. And the Lord is impressing upon me to bring it to the congregation that when you look around and you see someone missing, there's reasons people aren't here. It could be physical. It could be they're just tired and want to stay home. We don't know why people aren't here. So I'm asking him to lay someone on all of our minds this week, if someone that's not here, that we may lift them in prayer for whatever their need is, whatever it is that keeps them away from here. Because we're all part of the body. We're all family. And so I'm asking him to lay someone on our heart this week that we could pray for and lift them up in prayer.
Jack, do you want to say something? Holden? Sammy?
That was three preachers sitting right there. One of these days, boys are all going to get loose.
So this week is Thanksgiving, and I went to Hobby Lobby the other day, and I was looking for a thankful sign because I love signs around my house. Parker told me it's becoming a house of signs the other day. But anyway, the sign, one of the signs that I bought said, in everything give thanks. And when I was standing there, it appealed to me, obviously. But I was standing there and I thought, well, that hurt people's feelings when they walk into my house, when they're going through something difficult. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, my brother with the cancer. And I felt the song come into my heart that said, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. And so I bought the sign. But it is his will that in everything that we give thanks. And it's very difficult sometimes in everything to give thanks, in everything that we go through. But that's what he wants us to do. And so I bought the sign, and I hope it didn't offend anybody. But in everything, I think we are to give thanks.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I'm thankful for a God that doesn't fail. And that it's always present. Sitting here a minute ago, I was reminded of something I said a long time ago. You know, I grew up in church, spent my whole life there, never really got in much trouble, but spent years ignoring God. And I went to a meeting at Jewel and Jeff's one night, and the question that was asked was, when do you feel God's presence? And my answer was, anytime I take the time. And then I asked myself for a week, why don't you take the time? And, you know, we all fall into that, even now. And I'm thankful that when I'm smart enough to take the time, I feel his presence. And, I've heard people talking about, you know, friends and having friends, or, you know, some people have lots of friends. I've had a best friend for 30-something years, and that's Joey. Other than that, I don't have a ton of friends, and that's okay with me, you know what I mean? But you've got a friend that's always there, and all you have to do is call on him. And, I mean, we all know driving here or there and hearing a song or thinking about something, and he starts to speak to you. And it's the best conversation you can have when you feel his presence and he's talking to you. And I thank him for that. And I also this morning was thinking about Tyler, as Rich and Julie are taking him to the airport, I think, today to go to Germany. I think that's today, isn't it?
That's where they're at, yeah.
Right. So let's just remember Tyler. And, you know, it was exciting to see how excited Tyler was last week talking about what he's getting ready to do. Now, we all know there will be moments of that that won't be as fun or as exciting as he is envisioning. But I just pray that God will sustain his joy and help him to be a blessing to those he comes in contact with.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read you a poem real quick, and I'll come back down. He was talking about time there, and the Lord gave me this poem about time a few years ago. And I've shared it before, but I think it would be appropriate time to share it. I had it in here today. And You know, a lot of times when we talk about spending time with the Lord or about praising him, this poem goes like this. Can I praise him when I'm happy, or will I praise him when I'm sad? Can I praise him when things are going my way, or when things are looking bad? Can I praise him for the little child who's quiet and sleeping still, or will I praise him when that child is growing and about to break my will? Can I praise him when my finances are about to overflow, or will I praise him when financially there's no place to go? Can I praise him when the things at work are really going fine, or will I praise him when it's a hectic mess and I'm about to lose my mind? Can I praise him for the sunshine, or will I praise him in the rain? Can I praise him when I'm in perfect health, or when my body is racked with pain? The can seems mighty easy, but the will we must purpose to do. For only if we will but praise him, his presence will refresh and renew. And you know, we have to take the time to praise the Lord. If you don't take the time to praise the Lord, you're going to miss him in a lot of situations. Your road's going to get tougher, and it's going to get hillier, and there's going to be a lot more potholes in the road. But if you learn to praise him in all things, and like that little plaque that you said, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I'm telling you, that's his will. And if we'll do that, we'll find that we'll walk more victoriously, more in his presence, more in his anointing, and people around us will see that. And that sign will never offend anybody. I'll tell you that right now. It might make people think. It might stir something inside of them, but it won't offend them. Praise the Lord. Did you have something you wanted to say, Jim?
I have a lot to say, but I don't have the time.
Okay, you want to say something, Marge?
I'm just thankful for the love of God, that he doesn't condemn us or punish us. He just loves us, no matter what.
That's true. Praise God. How about you, Parker? You got something you want to say?
I guess the theme of today is going to be time, because I got something about that, too. I'm glad that God... Is that better? All right. I'm glad that God is on time, because for anybody who doesn't know about this, I'm going to college, and way back when in high school, I was I entered a sort of a competition, a nationwide thing, in order to sort of help me out with college. And based on, without going into too much detail, there's different levels for the thing I entered into, and thankfully, with the amount that I got into it, the level I got into, it put me in a position where I didn't have to worry about the cost of college, which, you know, thank God for that on its own, because it's, you know, on a lot of people's minds, and it's a very difficult thing to have to go through. Mm-hmm. So we went up to the college that I'm going to now, and I'd say it's pretty close to a perfect fit for what I needed and what I still do need for what I want to do. But come to find out, this year, if I had had all this happen 1 year later, then I wouldn't have been in the position that I would have now, and I wouldn't have had college taken care of. So there's a running joke in the family about how I was born at the wrong time, but really that's not the case. So thank God that his plan works out when it needs to.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. How about you, Brenda? You got something?
I just want to thank God for all the things that we go through, because we're learning of him, and he's doing a work within us, that he's maturing us, that he's calling us to come up hither into a higher, into a dimension in him, but he's wanting to do such a deep work within us, and that we draw from him. I thank God for all the opportunities every day, the different people that I meet along, and how God gives us such opportunity and such a privilege. And I really thank God for my husband. I know that God brought us together, and it's a beautiful relationship, and he just loves me unconditionally. I do him too. He probably wonders sometimes, but we dated for 4 years, talked on the phone for 2 years, knew him since we were in like first grade though, but all the way your life has gone and how God brings it back around to his will and purpose. And we know without a doubt that God has put us together, and I'm so thankful for him. We'll be married a year next month on the 10th, and we thank God. Thank the Lord.
I thank God for my wife, Brenda, of course. And I thank God for both our families, you know. And I know we all have mountaintops and valleys and failures. But the greatest thing I could, you know, say I'm thankful for is knowing that Jesus never fails.
Amen. Yeah.
So I give him all the praise and all the glory this day and from now on.
You got something you want to say, brother?
I just want to thank my mother for always preaching to me, and even times I wouldn't listen as a child, but she always brought me around the right way, and I'm just so thankful for her love and guidance all my life. And I'm glad for marriage for her and Buddy, and it's just a blessing, I know. And he's a great stepfather. And I just want to give them praise and glory from God. And I just like to really thank my mother and all of them, like I said before, because like I said, my life was really, sometimes you're a child and you're just ornery and don't want to listen to a lot of things, but I'm glad for her to bring me here, because even though I haven't been here in a long time, I always feel like it's family, and I always feel welcome, and I love all of y'all, and I'm very happy and blessed to be here. And with that, I want to thank you.
Okay, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Do you have to say something?
Me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say thank you. I'm very thankful for, first of all, Christ, obviously, and then, of course, this church, because I fail a lot with fear. And I love that we can constantly say that fear is a liar. And that we can constantly live in the Spirit, and knowing that this church explains to me and just reveals to me what the Word says, and that fear is a liar, and that we need to be thankful that He's beyond all of that. Amen. And that we are to constantly take up our cross every single day. And even though I struggle with it every day, and just like work, and God still reveals to me and says, somebody needs to talk, somebody needs something, a light. And somehow he just brings me to these people. Mm-hmm. And I thank him. I thank him that even though I may be struggling, he finds somebody else to say, they need somebody to talk to, or just say hi. And he just reveals it to me, and it's amazing. And I'm just like, Lord, just continue to do so, and just continue to teach me, especially in this church, and what we really truly are in Christ.
Amen. That's good. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I had a couple of things I wanted to read to you before we close, and we'll close in a minute here. I was looking at these things this morning, and I just thought they were just beautiful. Praise the Lord. This first one is called thankfulness. Thankfulness is something that you learn to do, and involves daily walk. Let me put my glasses on. I can see it, but I can't see it real good. Put the glasses on. Thankfulness is something that you learn to do. It involves a daily walk in trust and prayer. When circumstances get big and you cannot understand, just stop and look at the cross, and you will see the amazing love that is shown for you there. Realize it's part of God's plan. You don't have to understand. Just take hold of his hand. For you see, God is unlimited. Therefore, in every circumstance, there is a purpose. No matter how dark it looks, just look to Jesus. Take hold of his hand and know that he's working on your behalf. And it says down here below this, the person that wrote this, a person which has cerebral palsy. Wow. What an attitude. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I got another one here. And this is called Drinking from the Saucer. And I thought this was very good. And I'm going to close with this. Make a fortune. I'll never know now. Doesn't matter because I'm happy now. My journey reaping better than red from the saucer because it overflowed. A lot of riches sometimes are rough. My child still loves me. I have enough. God for blessings that he has bestowed, for the saucer has caused my overflow. Give me strength and courage. The way grows steep, rough for others' blessings, always blessed enough to be too busy to bear in load. Drink from the saucer because it overflowed. But you know, a lot of times God will pour out more than you actually need. But yet, it's not all about getting from God. It's always about he's there with you no matter what you have. And you know, Scripture says, "A contentment, the godliness is great gain." That's the greatest gain that you can ever have. So if we'll just realize that when God shows us his love, his mercy, and all these things, we're very wealthy. We're very wealthy. We have his riches. And that's the real riches in Christ, is having that contentment and knowing that in him, you know, he became poor that we might become rich, you know. And he gave me a poem on that years ago, but I'm not going to share it. But anyway, he poured out all these blessings upon us, you know. And you know, I loved what Randy was saying over there about his sons and his son wanting to come around. The reason that other son is wanting to come around, he feels the presence of the Lord in you, brother. And you're drawing him to the Lord just by loving him. And so many times we can preach sermons left and right, but until the Lord gets a hold of them, that's what really matters. And I like what they were saying about there, what he was saying over there about his mother. I was the same way. I would ride to work with my mother every day before I gave my life to the Lord, and she'd be talking. You couldn't get in a car with mother while she'd start talking about the Lord, you know. And I'd be scrunching over closer to the door and closer to the door. It's one I'd fall out the door. If I could have jumped out the door, I probably would have, because I knew I wasn't walking with the Lord then, you know. But you know what? God got a hold of me. And God's word never returns void. Never. So whatever you feel like the Lord tells you to even say to your kids, say it. Because that word will not return void. The word of the Lord, it's powerful and it's mighty. If you all stand, we'll close in a word of prayer. Yes. Sure, wait a minute.
Celebration, that's what we call it, for Phyllis in Texas last Friday. And this Friday they're having one at, it's called People's Church now, the same church where Lily's.
Oh, it's over on William Hard Taft. Yeah,
on William Hard Taft Road. And they're having a celebration over there for Friday evening at 6:30 for Phyllis. Okay. So, all right. This Friday. The 30th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The 30th.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise God. Jim, close the word of prayer for us.
Praise you, Lord. There was a woman standing at a well, and he said, if you drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. But you will thirst for more of that water, I can tell you that. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we all are living wells. That's the reason why you said it's the voice of many waters. Well, the waters is coming out of each individual vessel in here this morning. That's what we've experienced. Your goodness is all over this place, Father. It's all over this place. Father, I just pray that as we leave this building today, that we become living epistles, that we allow for those wells, that artesian well, Father, which flows through its own power. It's always there. All we have to do is just open the well and let it flow. It's always there. It's always ready to come forth in us. So, Father, I just pray that we're all sensitive to that well of life, that well of water that we have in each and every one of us this morning, Father, and that we share the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living with everybody that we meet this week. For your glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.